HD Smartcast. You are listening to Health Shots brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone. Welcome back to She Slays. I hope our series She Slays is allowing you to take care of your health and prioritize it. For we know that all you female champions can definitely slay any battle that you all face. We believe in you, we believe in your journey, and we are inspired by your journey. We're very fortunate to be speaking to another health champion today on She Slays. Today we're in conversation with Muskan Dhandi, a 25-year-old research scholar at Indian Institute of Technology who has been suffering from migraine since the age of 20. This story is of her will and determination to take care of her health and better it every day. So come, let's listen to her story about how with discipline and positivity, Muskan managed to beat all the odds.
Hi, my name is Muskan Dhandi. I'm 25 years old. I'm currently a PhD research scholar at Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Mandi, Himachal Pradesh. I survived and overcame a migraine, and this is my story. I have always been an above average kid, always being very active in extracurricular activities like dancing, singing, theater, oratory. So I remember very clearly, it was around July 2015 and it was a very usual day. I went to college, I came back from college, but almost around 9 or probably before that, around 7 or 8 p.m., I started experiencing extreme headaches where the pain used to rotate throughout my head. So it was not stuck at a constant area. It used to go towards the top and then it used to came back to the bottom. It used to move here and there and it went towards my eyes. And the pain's intensity started increasing constantly with every passing hour. The headache lasted for around 2 to 4 hours and I as a person pay a lot of attention towards my health. I had few painkillers, but the pain wasn't decreasing at all. And that is when my father intervened and he told me that we should pay attention to this because this is not a usual headache. And that was the first time when me and my parents, specifically my father, visited the hospital. We actually visited our family doctor around 11:30 at night. The doctor felt that this wasn't a usual headache, but this looked more like a migraine because of the areas where the pain was there. And since it also lasted this long, this was supposed to be a migraine. He gave us some medicines and I took the medicines and then I went to sleep. And the next day, the same headache happened. And this time it was more drastic than the previous one. And I immediately remembered that this is not a headache. This is supposed to be a migraine because I was not able to move. I was not able to feel anything. It was almost like a blackout. I almost fainted and I could not really focus on anything. And this time my parents, they took me to a major hospital chain and I was admitted. The hospital staff and the doctors, they conducted few tests. They advised us some further tests which included visits to neurosurgeons and an MRI, and they immediately diagnosed me with a migraine. And that was the first time a proper diagnosis happened at a hospital, and then I realized that I am in a big mess. Migraine is incurable. There's no proper cure for it and you cannot recover from a migraine completely. After that, I started taking the sedatives which were prescribed. The thing with sedatives is that since migraine does not have a proper cure, to reduce the impact, I started taking the sedatives for around 4 to 5 months from July till November 2015. And as a result of the sedatives, I used to sleep a lot. So my sleeping hours would go up to, let's say, 12 to 14 hours per day. And this went on for months. And as a result of this, I used to miss a lot of my classes, my extracurricular activities. And this is when I realized that this lifestyle is not going to take me anywhere. this particular lifestyle is going to actually land me in a lot of trouble, and this is not a great thing to have. Apart from that, I was extremely irritated most of the time because I used to wake up really late. When I used to wake up, I used to feel very irritated because of the fact that I can't go out, I can't move out, and I'm stuck in my home. I can't do much because the medicines used to make me feel extremely lazy and lethargic. My father has always been very supportive during this particular time of my life. And even before that, he used to wake me up every day, motivate me to do yoga, pranayam, specifically the breathing exercise like Anulom Vilom, Kapalbharati, Bhramari, etc. And my Nanaji also motivated me for the same. Both my parents also focused upon building my willpower, and they realized that if I have to get out of this particular medical situation, it will only come from within, and it has to come from within. So I just started engaging in positive self-talk, spending time with family and friends, started eating very healthy diet. I actually left junk food for several months, and apart from that, most of my recovery also pertained to doing a lot of positive mental exercises. So I used to paint, I used to write, I used to do basically things which makes me happy. I used to dance at times, I used to sing at times. Another thing which was very important was the moment when the recovery happened. I remember one day, and I just decided that this is not how my story will go on, because I have many, many things to achieve in life, and this should not be the end of my life. This should not just be it. I have to live for my family and I have to change my life. I don't know what came into me. I just dumped all my medicines in the dustbin. Whatever medicines I had with me, all the sedatives, all the prescriptions, I just threw them in the dustbin and I went to sleep. That's it. And this happened somewhere in around November 2015. This was that particular tiny moment of courage when I just felt that, look, if anybody is supposed to take charge of my life, that is supposed to be me. A medical problem, migraine, or any kind of a medical physical ailment issue is not going to decide the course of my life. I am going to take charge of my life from this very moment. This was how that particular tiny moment where my recovery happened. Post the recovery, I channelized my energy into whatever I had missed out during those 6 months of my life. I prepped myself up for my MA entrance examinations in English literature. My family, my friends, and all my college professors have stood for me back and through. They have been there with me like a rock. I just felt like this is the time I am supposed to catch up on the last 6 months of my life. I don't have the time to process much or think much. Specifically, I don't have to engage in self-pity or self-sympathization. I'm not going to sympathize with myself. I'm not going to pity myself. Obviously, I will be generous and kind to myself, but then there's a thin line between both the two sentiments. You know, when I look back today, in hindsight, I just realized that our body, mind, and heart should be considered together as one entity and not as three different components. So I just feel that what your heart and mind feels, your physical body will reflect one day. And it is about that tiny moment of courage where you accept your reality and realize that this is not how you will live your life further. We should also try to understand that mental health is as much important as your physical health. And at times when I look back and I retrospect, I always conclude that most of my migraine stemmed from anxiety about the unknown and the future. And at times I still do it, but most of my migraine came from the anxiety about the future, about the unknown, of what the society will think of me, performance pressure, that unrealistic expectation to be perfect by all means. These were several key triggers, I would say, that actually triggered my migraine, specifically in my scenario. Our mental peace is as much as important as our physical body, and therefore we should always try to prioritize ourselves, our mental health, our mental sanity, our mental peace over any other thing at all. Apart from that, I would always advise young women out there, specifically who are dealing with teenage years, that be easy on yourself and just be kind to yourself. There's no need to prove your worth to everybody out there other than you. You should know your real worth, and that's all what it matters at the end. Nothing really is worth your mental peace and mental sanity.
This was Muskan Dhandi's story. Somebody who taught us that sheer will and determination can definitely move mountains and, in this case, cure migraines also. Thank you so much, Muskan, for sharing your story with us. And to all our listeners out there, if you also have a health story or a battle that you are fighting or triumphed over, then do write to us and tell your story at healthshots@hindustantimes.com. Till then, stay safe, stay indoors, stay tuned in to She Slays on all your favorite audio streaming platform or healthshots.com. This is Chaya Dabas, your host, signing off. I will see you next week with another champion story. Take care and see you. Bye-bye.
You were listening to Health Shots, brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.